You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Deglit al sede falmi, on mleches me'amer. Mit volb shem gidul lekark, we know me'amer has to be, to gather the sheaves, has to be something that grows from the ground. Kosova smag, de nimur al keshe me'asod b'mokum giduloi. Says the smag, this only works if it's b'mokum giduloi, if it's where these sheaves are growing. Kein kamak tzura shebegava shebo libokum gidulon. So they say, like the same way when you go to harvest sheaves and they are in the field where they grow, so then you put into bundles. That's what's awesome. Kena me'asif perus mekapta nyachad b'mokum shenoflu v'neilan. The same thing also. If you have fruits that fell from the tree in the field and you gather them together, that is a me'amer. Avalim nispazur b'mokum acher. What happens if they got spread somewhere else, right? If you took the perus home. Mutar lekapten says the smag, you're allowed to go ahead and gather them. The person gathers pieces of wood from his chotzer beyontev. You're allowed to do that on yontev. So you see, befirsh der tzata melocha, that you have to go into questions of oichal nefesh or so on. That's a ramach, huba b'kesem mishne. The ramach is quoted b'kesem mishne with the same idea. Only if you're gathering from stuff that fell from the tree in the place. But if you went ahead and you gathered at home, he brings another riot from you. Gimel, that the person makes a pile. It's not a gmar melocha b'shabes. So the idea is that gathering is only b'mokum gidulei. However, the Rambam in this perek, which relates to Me'amer, writes like this: Hamekabet dvela v'osem enigol. Person takes figs and joins them together and makes some kind of a cake. Or shenikev te'enim v'ichnis achevel. Or he took figs also and he puts a string between them. Achenizkap to v'nasu gofecha. Then he strings them together to turn them into one unit. Hareze told us me'amer v'chayve. That's me'amer v'chayve. Chen kol chayyitze v'zeh. This is all that told us. Berchov Aleph, Milchus Analkos, v'medabek pirus ashiyasu gufecho. The Rambam also quotes the same way. If you take fruits and you stick them together until they become one unit, chayiv mishum me'amer. L'fich v'shinispaz lo pirus b'chatzeroi. So the Rambam says, therefore, if somebody has pears, the four in his chotzer. Melaket al yad, he could gather them separately, a little by little. Avol ite l'toch hasal, v'lo l'toch hakupa. He's not allowed to put into a basket. K'derech shoyis b'chol. Why shema ich b'shem b'yodei? Is achshash d'rabonon. If you collect it, if you gather them together in a basket, is achshash that you might press them together l'toch hakupa. V'yovu l'dimur. That's imur. Imur is b'vor mitvora. So here from this Rambam, you see two things. Number one, the Bebai Shayech Namimu, you see Beferush, that at home, if you gather them and you put them together, Oisemem Gufechot, you Chayev Me'amer. So you Chayev here two things. First of all, the Rambam is telling you that you only Chayev Me'amer if you stick them together, if you make them together into a unit. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam is telling you that is shayach even in the house, not b'mokum gidulei. And he says v'tzorech leofin the ikar mleches simur besode besof agreda. Says the Yeglital says one second. The Rambam is telling you that for me'amer you have to stick to the fruits together, to tie them together. Together sheaves is putting in bundles. It's not tying them together. And on the Pirusha Mishnah itself, the Rambam says a person who gathers grass, befirusha bechibur mishum me'amer. Said if a person puts grass or puts sticks together, even if he's not putting them into a unit, is chay mishum me'amer. Mevor de melkital greida chosh me'amer. For the Rambam in Pirusha Mishnah is very clear that by just gathering stuff, you chay mishum me'amer. You don't have to stick it together. Vim ken frekt asks the Avdinezer, the Eglital mimonavshach. He says this is shver mimonavshach. Im shayach mleches imur babayit. If you tell me that there is imur me'amer, even not b'mokom gituloi afal kita be'atzma tiyasura me'atoira. So what does the Rambam have to say? Don't put it in a basket, because if you put it in a basket, you might press them together. Just putting into a basket is me'amer. Mimonoshach, me'amer is me'amer. So if there is me'amer, shelo b'mokom gituloi, every me'amer should be also. And if there is no me'amer b'mokom gituloi, every me'amer should be mutar. So if you will kita grecha shema min ke mimonoshach, im shayach mleches imur babayit, if there is me'amer in the house, so then it's also to just gather together, even if you don't press them together. But if he holds that there is only me'amer, so then there's no problem to put it together. So what are you worried about pressing them into a unit? Makes no difference. So that's the Eglital asking, Mimon of Shach on the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. Is there a distinction b'mokom giduloi? If there is a distinction, who cares if you press them together? Rambam Pirush Mishnayis clearly explains that you don't need to put them together. So Shezu Shulchan Aruch Harav, inimura keshem yase b'mokom giduloi. Shulchan Aruch paskens b'feirush like the smag. There is only when it's natural, it's grown naturally. That's the place that you do me'amen. That you collect the sheaves together. And therefore, not only that, if you take fruits and you put them together, in a place where they fell from the ilan, if you gather them together, but however, what happens if they fell in the house? Mutar lekaptzen, but then zicher mutar to put them together. Moshkos b'shimon neve inimur. That's the one. Veinimur ala begidule karka, and you know that this is one of the melochas also that's only begidule karka. Aval midivrei soifri mosur af shelo begidule karka. There is a isur if shelo de lo begidule karka, even something that doesn't grow naturally. There is isur d'rabbon and lekad mokum gidule im mokum gidule. It's also he comes to melech masriv esamayim shesuifos v'das melech. If there is some kind of salt in a place where salt is made, you're not allowed to collect. Even though it's not gidule karka midrabbonan, bechem bechol kitzav zeh. Now says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Yeshoim shemedabik pirush shenosu gufechot. There are people who say, and that means to say the Rambam, that if you actually don't only gather the fruits together, but you actually put them together, you stick them together, chayev mishum me'amer, afilu shelo b'mokum giduloi. Shelaf, in other words, you need b'mokum giduloi. B'mokum giduloi evlun is chayev. The Rambam is telling you that if you go ahead and you do a step forward, that you basically stick the things together, even sheloi b'mokum giduloi, that is chayev. If you're making it into a guf echot, it says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, "Betzarich leochmir kidivrayim." So here says the Shulchan Aruch Rav this chidush that me'amer, which is regular to put together sheaves together, that is only b'mokum giduloi. But if you take a step forward, that you not only gather the sheaves together, you actually glue them together or stick them together, that is even also sheloi b'mokum giduloi. And the obvious question is what? What's the difference? Mimonoshach, if he has to be b'mokum giduloi, is b'mokum giduloi. So then, so be no difference. And if there is a distinction that you have to be b'mokum giduloi, otherwise you're not chayev, what's the difference? If you gather, which is the meloch in the Mishkan, or if you stick them together. Why is there such a chiluk, and where does the Rambam see such a chiluk? Good, this is question number one. Question number two is that Magi on the Tois Reed. There's a very gishmaki Magi on the Tois Reed who says the following. He says the Magi on the Tois Reed like this. You know that in Melechas Me'amer, it's a confusion among the Rishonim to ask what's exactly Me'amer. Is Begidule Karka, Bemokim Gidule, all of this knowing. The Ine Ishle Ad Ishle El Argish. One thing that you have to be very careful to understand. Meleches me'amer is different from every other melacha. Every other melacha, when you do, it creates something. It does something to it. Every melacha actually does something. But gathering sheaves together, you're not doing anything. You're not creating anything. But akira vina rechoikim, you are just gathering and uniting things which are far apart. Says the Magia, in Shabbos daf beis toisu b'chmashiyad b'toisu achnosa v'ken b'kodesh shoyim hoitzo we know it's called a melacha gruah. The mali moitzim b'shusayoch b'shusayoch b'shusray shalachim lefich. Hoitzo is a melacha gruah. Why is it a melacha gruah? Because in essence you are not doing anything, right? Because what's the difference between taking it from one room to the other, taking it outside? You're not making any creation, not creating something new. So here is a chidush, right? That you need a pasuk for Melechas Hoitzah, even though Melechas Hoitzah was in the Mishkan, you need a special pasuk for Melechas Hoitzah. That's why every Rishon was bothered by Melechas Me'amer. Who cares? They did gather things, but it's not a melocha. Why is it a Melechas Machshavis? That's why everybody has to explain that there is something unique about it, either because it's the Mokum Giduloi, or is the Gidulei Karka, or because you're tying it together. They're trying to find an Eitza, to try to understand what in the world is Melechas Me'amer. And the question that steps back is the following. If by Melecha, by a Melocha, like Melocha Zoytzoh, you need a pasuk because it's so unclear that this really represents a Melocha, why is it so obvious to believe and to think that Melechas Me'amer is a Melocha? Why is Melechas Me'amer a Melocha Bechlal? The Rishonim are bothered by it. But we have to understand, stepping back. So what does that mean? What does Melochas Me'amer? Why is Melochas Me'amer at all a Melocha? Okay, so that's question number two. And the question number three, we're going to see the Shloah. The Shloah Kodesh says in the Sechta Shabbos the following, Perek De Mitzvah. V'ine noida kisheishis yimei amatze nechtemu b'sheisha choytomu shem Yud Kei Vav. Yud Kei Vav is the shem of the Hashpo of HaKudosh Baruch Hu, and the Hashpo of HaKudosh Baruch Hu was in sheishis yimei bereishis. Kindisbaya lemal mesech techulim. Ve'elo isyus b'miluan hen lamites. If you spell out Yud, Hei, and Vav, right, with the what's called milui aleph, b'milui aleph b'gimatris lamites. Yud is 20, Hei, 26, then 26 and 13, 39. So the 39 melachos of Shabbos connected the Yud, Hey, and Vav that was the creation of the world. The Nochash HaKadmoy knew, which created the Chet of Odom Arishon and was Chotav Echti Es Odom. Gorem Shiniskalu Belamites Klolas. You know that the Pirkei Avot says they were the Adam and the Chava and the Nochash and the earth were all cursed with 39 clawless, liet, right? Kimvor Berokanti with two Pashas Bereshit, the Losh Arokanti, we see in the Perek Blazer Agodel, the Loshonim, Kilamites, clawless, called Adam, Chava, and Nochash, Adoma. The four, Adam, Chava, Nochash, and Adoma, they were Niskalel, Bet Lamites, Melochas, Velkan, Achoyda, Shelabrucha, Tumazuama. That's why Malkus is Malkus Arboim, Keneged that Pagam of Malkus Arboim, and then is also the Arboim is Keneged the Lamites, Meloches, the Shem Lamites. And the question is, what does that mean? So here you had Yud Kei Vav, that's the Melechas Abriya, the Lamites, and that's why you get Lamites Malkus. What does he have to do with the Yud Kei Vav? It happens to be that the Gematria is 39, but what does he have to do with anything? And why Davka is 39, and what does it have to do with the Chet of the Nochash? So the three questions that we have are very three obvious questions. Number one, why is there a chiluk b'mokim gidulei shelo b'mokim gidulei, the extent of the Me'amer? According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to the Rambam, Me'amer is chayev only b'mokim gidulei, but if you take Me'amer to the next step, which you gather together, you stick them together, that's chayev even shlod b'mokim gidulei. The question is, why is there such a distinction? Why does it make a distinction between mokim gidulei and mokim gidulei? Number one. Number two, the Magia that says that all the Rishonim were bothered by what's the nature of Melechas Me'amer. Melechas Me'amer looks like a very strange melocha because it doesn't really create anything. And the number three, we know that the Lamed Tes Melachos is Keneged Yud Kei Vov, right? Which is the Gematria of Yud Kei Vov, which is the Shesh Vibrations, and that's Keneged Lamed Tes Melachos. And that's the Kila Sanocha that was Mekal of that. And the question is, what does that mean? That this is the Kila Sanocha, specifically that. So to answer all of these questions, we're going to learn the Sfasemis and actually the Torah, Or from the Balatania. במדרש, בזכוח יצלוך הקבוצה, עניין החלויים, מעל ממלומים בסויך הסוד. We said they were gathering sheaves. That's the first dream of Yaakov, of Yosef. הוא בירו רטוב לברר אויכל מתוך הפסוילס. This is the avoidas odom. Avoidas odom is, in this world, to take the oichel from the psoilis, like a kind of boirer. And the kind of boirer is gathering sheaves. That's what the shvotim do in the tikkun of the world. The lamed tes melachos is that in the world, we are mevarer the oichel mitoch hapsoilis. Aval b'Shabbos k'siv lo timtzeuhu basodeh. But that avoida stops on Shabbos, that you are not allowed to do it. Va'yelchu lilkoit v'lo imotzohu. That's a day that you go together and it's not there. Ki b'mei ha'mayse ha'kdusha mislabeshes b'oilam ha'teva. You realize that in the mei ha'kdusha, during the mayse, the kdusha is the mei is in the teva, and we have to work with the teva to be able to extract the kedusha. And lamed tes melachos is the way for us to extract the kedusha ba'olam. Aval b'Shabbos Kodesh, in Shabbos, the kedusha is not in the world. The kedusha misala, the kedusha goes up, meaning we connect to the shoresh. V'alchem b'Shabbos Kodesh tzrichim shmira. You need to guard. Kivan she'ein kedusha b'soich ha'teva. There's no kedusha b'soich ha'teva. The avoid of the work of the week is the kedusha is b'soich ha'teva, and we have to go ahead and to be mevarer the kedusha. But on Shabbos, the kedusha is above the teva. Aval libnei Yisrael in cheles ha'Shabbos. So the kedusha on Shabbos for us is above the teva, and that's the Jewish kedusha. Ve'osur lasus melocha. That's why it says there are 40 missing one. Why does it say lamites? Why does it say 40 missing one? What's missing on Shabbos is choser achas. Also a shoresh of kol ha-meloches. All the meloches have a shoresh. Koyach ha-poyel b'nifal. In the melochas, there is the koyach ha-poyel b'nifal. We have to understand what it means. V'yishloim ha-shezeh nirmaz b'divrei ha-gemora. The Gemara says like this on the posuk, v'ha-melocha hoysa dayam. That the melocha of the Mishkan was complete. So that word melocha is the 40th time he says the word melocha. And the Gemara says, lami minyone, don't count it. That's why it's only 39, not 40 melochas, because that word is not counted. The shlimu lea dela minyon, the shlimu levita, he's only telling you, v'ha-melocha hoysa dayam, that the melocha means that shlimu, that was the completeness of the avoida. That melocha is not a specific melocha, is the completeness of the melocha. Pirush, the bimlechas ha-mishkan sham koyach ha-shor shel kol ha-melochas. In the bimlechas ha-mishkan, there was not only the individual melochas, but there was the shorish of the melochas. V'achas ha-choser be'avuis melochas b'Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, that achas is missing. She'ena nimtzas v'asode. That's why melocha is also, because the melocha every day is something called the achas. Right? Amlocha by the mishkan. All the 39 melochas created something called the achas, the melochas haisadayim, that the melocha became one unit. But on Shabbos, that unit is not here. It's in Shamayim, we have to understand what it means. Therefore, it's missing, it's 39 missing one, that's why it's also. That's what he says. V'zeo ha-Shabbos Kodesh v'kenas Yosef ha-Tzadik. And that Shabbos is keneged Yosef ha-Tzadik. Kama alumosi shenisale lemaila minateva, that his aluma went above nature. V'isa b'medesh v'ashevio moshe l'margaliya shenofla toch ha-chol, odem imashmesh b'kvorat shemoyse margila zo esa chol. That's kama alumosi, yes, the medesh Rashi already quotes, that is like it's sand that's mixed with a pearl, And so you have to clean the sand to find the pearl. During the week, the Kedusha is in the world. And in Shabbos, there is one Pratechad that this thing goes above. That is a time when the jewel is found, and therefore you throw the chol away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working with the world, so that's why the world continued growing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped dealing with the world, Shabbos Kodesh Yom Shekulu Shabbos, that's the time when the Margilis will be fine. Okay? And the question is, what does that mean? So he's telling me like this. That's is to be mevarer the kedusha of the world. But what's missing on Shabbos is the achas, the melocha saitadayim. During the week, there is something called melocha achas. And that's why the melocha zamutores. But on Shabbos, there is no melocha achas. That's missing. So that's why the 39 individual melochas are awesome. And the question is, what does that mean? And how does, and why is Yosef chinas atadik? That's why Yosef says, "Kama alumosi b'gam yitzova." My sheaf stood up and didn't have to be gathered. It's above your work of gathering. So to try to understand what he says, and I think the Magia also quotes, is the Torah Or. And the Torah Or, I think, is fantastic. Take a look at Torah Or, Pashas v'Yeshiv. We're going to talk about something which is called Shvira Sakelim. And Shvira Sakelim is something that's the Nitzoisus of Kedusha in the world. Inyan his parduson lechalokim rabim. When the world, we know that what happened was the Kedusha was separated, it was spread. Kmo Daris Mashal, Teva's Boruch. Look at the word Boruch. Keshoshisea mitzurofes beteva zu, mislabesh bemaskola. When the letters are connected, the connection of the letters creates a word. So inyan habrocha, then you know it's a brocha. Aval kishi spardu arba oishus elu zemize liosa base bifnei atzav echen areish. But if the word letters spread out, asai loimotze bemislab shetaskolas esklal. So then it don't make any sense. In other words, the only time the words make sense, the letters make sense, is the letters connecting to a word. But if the letters don't connect into a word, they don't make any sense. The idea of Kedusha, of the world, which is the Tikkun, is that the letters, the Kedusha was spread, and the world doesn't become a unit. The world is spread, it's different things, different events, individual, looks randomness. And that's why Shvira Sakelim. Kedusha is when everything fits in and everything is a part of Gilui Kvoit Shamayim, that you see every part of the Bria getting together to be Megale Kvoit Shamayim. That is the Tikkun. Shvira Sakelim means that the Kedusha went into the world and it's hidden away, that it's spread in the world. And you can't see where it is because it's all spread out. That's what he says. Mitzadze Yordu Bimirdega. And that's what he says here. What happened is that the world got spread into many pieces. That spreading of the pieces together, that's the problem. There was light before, but now it's all spread out. And what happened was you created worlds which are separate, and the separation was Hayesh Bispalik Dudam. The world is disconnected. There is a ribui, and the ribui, there is no kvoit shamayim because there is no word saying. It's like letters which are spread. You can only show and see and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui when it's Be'ichud, Kenoida. So the more separate things are, the more spread out, the more distant, the more individual and kibiyochol a creation of their own, you realize the following. Ichud is bitul towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Separation, pirud, is not only a differentiation between this and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but once you something is more distant, it feels more that it is something, gives it a feeling of existence because it doesn't realize how it's connected to something else. That disconnection of things, how things are unconnected, how things are not part of a system, that is Shvira Sakelim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The separation, the spreading out of things, this is what takes away Gilui Kvoit Shamayim, Shein Oid Melvado. Because the more things are united, the more things are Yichud, you realize that the Yichud tells you that each one doesn't have a Mitzius Bifnei Atzmoi, it's all Gilui Kvoit Shamayim. And that idea that all of it is Gilui Kvoit Shamayim is Einoin Melvadoi. So, Hutzrach Liyois al Bishvira Sakil Shemach Rishvarda Chalokin Ktani Marabi Moid. Because it was spread the kedusha in the world, and it is a nasi b'chinas aribu shel nivroim v'gal de pirut zeh nasi kon nivra mos b'fnei atzma shel kol malach muvdam lechaviru. Now even the malachim, that's why the malachim are, if you realize the kvoit shomayim, when are the malachim are the malachim are together, right? You're seeing the tefillah, right? וכולם מקבלים עליהם אול מלכוש שמיים זה מזה. אול מלכוש שמיים זה המלוכים are related to each other. They create an איחוד, show that's all part of harmony. When the מלוכים are disconnected, the disconnection of the מלוכים is that the כויכוס appear to be not coming from one source, from one purpose. They appear to be sources which are all over the place and randomness. That randomness, that separateness, this is what is Bitul Kvoit Shamayim. That's why in the Malachim, which is the Koichos of Hashem, if they want to be Megale Kvoit Shamayim, we say in the Tefillah, V'chula Mekablim Aleihem Oil Malchus Shamayim Ze Mizeh. They have a unity, that they are in function, connected with each other, giving Kvoit Shamayim together. V'hine kashe yordu akil v'nitzoises mespona v'zbora v'godala irida kachrase v'mapirut. The idea of the world going down in Madrega is how separate it became more and more. The separation, the more separated, the more pirud there is. All the pirud, the distancing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that separation. When it's not down so much, as aloya pirud kolkach. So then the separation is not that far. In other words, the separation is further the further away you are. Ki kol akor of kor of Yosef Reisborach is po Yosef habitu v'achdus. The closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu you are, the more achdus, unity and cohesiveness there is. V'chol shenisrach ha-ku Yosef, as the Yosef b'im Yosef apirut v'aribut. The more further away, the more separate. That's Shvira Sakelim. Shvira Sakelim is that when you spread, it's like the light of the sukkah. Like the light of the sukkah, the closer you are to the schach, the smaller together, the more separate, widespread, it's the further out you are. When he came to the world of Hasiya, Nase Hapirud Ribui B'Yosef. That is the ultimate ribui. And the ultimate separateness is when he came to the Olam Hazeh, which is the Olam Hasiya. Bezer Shenemar, Nahar Yoitze Meheden Lashkoitze Sagan Mishami Pore. The Nahar came from the Eden, came to the Gan, and then was separate. Shanoar Nimshach Meidem Shuchochma Datzilus, because Nimshachas Olechaz Erkoilam Atzilus Adagan Ubechiraz Malchut Atzilus. So the Gan, the Nahar and the Gan is how the river and the flow was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. So it's one river, but started separating. And that's what he says. This is the separation that happens. Now, that's why the avoida is to gather the sheaves, to bring the world together, to go all the melochas of the world is the tikkun of the world. The tikkun of the world is meleches me'amer. Me'amer is the ultimate definition of the melach. The same I heard saw, right? The Bria Sa'olam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The avoid of Rishus HaRabim of Besoy Chasode is Me'al Mimalumi Besoy Chasode, which means that all the avoiders that we deal, Meleches, all the Meloches, which is the Tikkun of the world, the objective, the direction is to create the Echad, is to bring the Amlocha Hoy Sadayim, to take all the Meloches together to show that they are part of a master plan. They're part of an idea. That part of the master plan, that part of the idea together, that is Melechas HaMishkan. That's why it's not counted the Melechas. On Shabbos, the Ichud is not done through work. The Ichud is Shabbos, we know, Kegavna, Itzme Misyachad in Leila, Fui Isyachad Oz Lesato Beroza Dechod. Shabbos is the Bechina of Ichud of the world, but the Ichud of the world is not through Melocha. That's what he says. In the world of Melocha on Shabbos, there is no power. During the week, you could work and you plan, you could see your Ishtadlus. How is it going to go ahead and help us in one direction to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is something that makes sense during the week. Shabbos is the time to step back. And stepping back on Shabbos is realizing that that Bechina is the Bechina to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not being involved with the world, but being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being outside of the world. If you remember, that's Bechinas Yosef. Yosef is the Bechina we saw that is called Yesoid. Yesoid and Malchus, we've been speaking about it together. The avoid of Shabbos is connecting the world of physical to the world of spiritual, but not to the world connecting the Achdus and to create unity within the world. Is taking the world and connecting it to a dimension above. In other words, during the week is what's called a synchronic unity. By doing all the work together and our ishtadlus and making it part of a coherent zemize, v'chula mekablim aleihem oil malchus shomayim zemize, the oil malchus shomayim zemize of all the bria together to come, that's avoided during the week. Avoided during the week is me'amer. So me'amer is not a melocha because me'amer represents what melochas are all about. In other words, individually doesn't do something, but Me'amer is the melocha that represents what all the melochas are coming to do and to achieve, which is to bring together Mekablim Aleim Ol Malchus Shamayim Zemize, is the unity of the world into gathering sheaves. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, the further away you are from Mokom Giduloi, the more you need to put it together because it's more separate. So now it makes a lot of sense. That's what he says. In the Oila Matzir, the more Ruchni you are, things are connected, Mimela. So you don't need that much of a work to connect. When things are further away, Letaiva Yivakish Nifrad, then more and more you need to work to connect things. The further away you are, the more you need to work to connect. The word of connection is that much greater the further you are, because that, the furtherness, closeness, and being further, it's all defined by how separate it is. So Bimela says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, if it's bemokom giduloi, gathering the sheaves alone, it's a melocha. The melocha, when you are away from Mokum Gidula, gathering alone isn't enough. You need to connect the things together because things are so separate. That's why you need to be medabic. That makes a lot of sense. Toysus reads Kasha. We have Toysus read. 1 second. If it's not the melocha grua, why is me'amer b'chalchai? We all know that John Stewart had even a joke when there was a thought of having a vice president from. He said, you know something, he took Borchait's book. Just when he said, what, Borchait's book? He says, okay, Sir Lieberman is going to have a problem because it says on the book that you cannot gather sheaves. Imagine, not gathering sheaves, how can you have a president not gathering sheaves? Meaning this can cause a war. He was making fun because the truth is, how can you understand that this gathering sheaves makes Kibiyochol a melocha? But for us, it's just the opposite. That's the melocha. That defines what all melochas are, is gathering sheaves. Yosef HaTzadik says, is kama aluma sivigam nitzava. The avoid of the aluma on Shabbos is connecting not within the circle, but to connect, to take things which are connected through the work and to connect to their source. That's Kama Alumos Gamitzova, is the void of the world to rise above the world into something higher. Because what's missing on Shabbos is a melocha oisadayim. That idea that the melochas connect together is the kabbalin zemizeh, that they are all part of one work. On Shabbos Kodesh, it's not there. Shabbos Kodesh, you don't connect them in here. Is kama alumosi v'gam nitzova. That's the void of Yosef HaTzadik. What is the void of Yosef HaTzadik? Is connecting it to above. Raza de Shabbos, ihi Shabbos, is the connection of Echod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu above, is transcending of the world. And that's the void of Shabbos. And that says, v'yine anachnu me'al mimalumi, k'shekoyshri mamorim, shebikapsim kama shimorim. What do? They gather the sheaves. ומחברי מויסם וקויש מויסם בגודה אחס וזהו נקרא אלומה אלומה or bundles, right? This is מעל ממלום וזה חסודה והם התחילה שיבולים מפורודים זה מזה. What is it? That the שיבולים, all the grains and all the sheaves are spread, ועד הקשיר הזו היו לחודים, and by tying them you're putting them together and you're connecting them together. כמו כן ממש עניין הבירור עם הלוס הניצויצס הנעל. That's בירור הניצויצס. That's Maim Nukvin. Maim Nukvin is that on Shabbos, the water of the Nekeva, the world of Malchus, connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the giver. This is Echad Mamesh. Shayu b'tchila b'b'chinas pirud v'ribuy. So that's the Avodah. So the Avodah of Yosef and his brothers, is exactly these discussions. Your brother said, we have to realize to work on the world here, to connect and to create Achdus. Yosef says, no, there is a time that Achdus is not here, the Achdus is above. You have to transcend, you have to step back. That Yosef HaTzadik, which is the B'chinas Yosef, that's B'chinas Shabbos. Yosef is B'chinas Shabbos, that's why we've seen the parsha afterwards. Tvoyach Tevach Ve'achin, the Achonas HaShabbos, comes straight from Yosef. Because Yosef is the one that creates that connection of Shabbos, and that's Yosef HaTzadik. So Vimela makes a lot of sense. That's what he says. Yud Kevov, the B'chinas Achmalchus is the 39. The Nochash created the Shem Yud Kevov, which is the Hashpov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Shomayim is spread in the world. Is Lamed Tes Melachos. Through the Lamed Tes Melachos, through working, we work with a goal. And the goal is Me'al Mimalumim B'Soy Chasode, to take the elusive one which is missing, which is Boim Choser Achas. The world is our Boim Choser Achas. Our avoid is to bring the Achas together. Ve'amlocha Hoysadayim. That the whole Melacha is one thing. Hoysadayim means enough is reaching its goal. That is during the week. Shabbos, because it's Choser Achas, that Achas is to transcend above by doing nothing. That's B'chinas Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore, the Tikkun of the Nochash created, that the world is so separate that we don't see the words together. We need the Melochas, we need to work, we need to be involved in the world to bring Kedusha to the world, to be able to tie it together. And that is what the issue is. And that's what he has in Parshas Beis. The post being anachtem me'alumim b'toch hasodik kol avoidas hashvotim levar taroivis toivera. All the avoidas hashvotim is to separate toivera. You avoidas hasodim lida chayus and imtza godos. We take from the sode the chiyus and the life which is hidden. The sode charisha, vizriya, ktsira, brira. All the avoidas, that's it, in the field. You plant, you do the avoida to go ahead and to develop the potential of the world. And the potential of the world is to reach the level of gathering sheaves. That is exactly the avoida that we had in the Avodah in Mitzrayim. By the Shvotim, they did it in a simple, easy way. So this is the Shvotim telling us what we're going to do in Mitzrayim. Yosef is the Geula that we are able to connect to something above. Yosef says that after the Avodah is done here, our idea is to step back and connect above. During the week, you are connecting it together. ובשבש יש עליה לכל המייס בעבודה. Here the Shabbos is step back. That's why we spoke about Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. We connect the world here. Not, we don't connect it synaptically. We don't connect it in a way which is synchronic. We look at something which is called diachronic. We don't connect it horizontally. That's during the week. On Shabbos is Kama Alumosi V'gam Nitzova. We connect vertically. That's the void of Alumim V'toich HaSodeh. וזה כמה לומוס, וכשי בסיום לא תמצאו בסודה. That's why the pasuk says, the שורש קדושה, don't find it in the soda, the שורש is not here, the שורש is above. The בכל הוא כמו שקוסב, מצאתי, יעתי ומצאתי. Here, during the week, it's here. יגעתי, if you work, you find it. שיכולים למצוא לדיגי או מלחום המייצרו, לא יצא למצוא את הקדושה, שם בפצולס, it's possible to fight and to find the קדושה here. ובשבש אין צורך, בירושבש אין עדת. You're not working with the world, you're elevating the world. והאמס כי השפר את במימיים סבור לכל העולם, that's why the shefa of the world week is for everybody. לכן צורך בירו, איך בתוך הפסולס, that's why you have to be very careful on the shefa of the world to take the אויכל מתוך הפסולס, because we know that the shefa comes very hidden. It's not something which is borrow, because it's the one which is in this world, which is separate. We have to take that shefa and connect together. ובשבס קודש ויחב ישראל וקדושה ונצורך בירו, that's קדושה. This is no bearer. We don't do any avoida. We just take the avoid of Yom Shabbos and Me'alei to Yom Shabbos. So Shabbos is Minei Mizborchin Kula Yoima, is the shortage of Brocha for all the days, and all the days are the shortage of Brocha for Shabbos, because the Aliyah is Shabbos. Kama Limosi V'Mitzadi. That's Kama Alumosi V'Gab Nitzova. Now, here, I just want to skip to the next one of Vayeshev, Tarav Shreish Memhei, or Bechol Mokim, he says, Ishtaruvis, Bezorech Biru. The whole world is unclear, need to be water. Ve'achakach Zitrata Nifrez, Goshikotem Isa, Hevel, Ksivayel, Levachoy, Sibin, Chalaret, Minuchas HaShabbos, Abacher, Ma'aseh, Ve'er Shabbos is the time of Aliyah, וזה רמז הפער שמעל מעלו מתוך הסוד, בו כשצורך ביר כמו שקוסה באישה ויסודה. It's the world that needs a ביר. כמה לא צריך לסוף השבס בחינת סויסת, תסובן על מויסף את השכבת ומוסי, כי כל ימי המיינס צריכים לסבט על השבס. That's why all of them, they go ahead and they bow down for Shabbos, because Shabbos is the shortage of everything. והנה פירוש כינוס בונב הוא על כל זה הריסו שיעקב לוקע את כל הניצוע שייכם לכל תדו יוסף, כי גם איסטר רודף עם כל הכוח שלו, מניעקב יוסף is the one that gathers all the קדושה from everybody, כמו שקוס בקודם הזה אלה מלוכים. And that's what he says, ולכן כוף הצלוק של יוסף, יוסף, כי לא היה זמן לתיקון הכולל, יעקב אבין wanted to go into the idea of Bikes B'Shalva. He wanted to create Shabbos all the world. The Avodah should not be in this world. Now the Avodah in this world is finished. He's now taking the Avodah of this world, connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is L'tikun HaKoyel Kasher Shamati. Bikes Yaakov Leish B'Shalva. He wanted to be Vakesh, but the time was not come. And that's Yosef Zbchina Shabbos. And that's the Chaloyim Me'al Me'alumim, Kama Lumosim, Me'al Me'tavgivim, Me'asirin Isim, Pirushga Me'al Me'loshon Ilem. So Me'alumim is Me'asirin Isim, gathering sheaves together. That's one. Ve'gam Pirush Me'al Me'loshon Ilem, Koshikosu Kama Lumosim Ishtikusa De'ima. Kama Lumosim Ve'gam Nitzova is saying that is the quietness, that you have something which is the void of quiet. Kama Lumosi, the matter says, that's the Shtikusa De'ima. His mother was quiet in the time of when Leah stole the simonim. So this is the Shtikusa, and that Shtikus is what allowed her to elevate. And the issue is very simple, because during the week, we are Medabrim. We are in the world, directing and connecting the world. Shabbos is a bechina that we connect to the Shoresh, so we are quiet. It's a time of machshova, of taking our dibur and connecting to a higher and higher madrig. In other words, it's like somebody who gives a shiur. There is a time to give a shiur, but then there's a time to learn. Giving the shiur is the emeya mindset. You're poiling the world, you're connecting it, but you need to have the inspiration from above. That come alumosi v'gam nishtova. Obederch anal ispar shapos v'ashko v'achayach v'brok v'giti mi'chamoich ha-ba'ilim ba'ilmim sh'shirkomi'agidim shrosh v'soisek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also quiet. He's also an ilim. והוא הנוגוסו, את האויל המלובש מוסתר בתחת הטבע, איל ממיזון הקודש בו, הוא הסחידן עם הטבע. ולכן הוא נבוא את זה מהמייס בתוך הסול, לברבר חוס הסבור, כי הוא בכל משל, שהקודש בו, הוא is quiet during the week. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu is quiet during the week, we speak during the week. Right? So that's why it's not Kamal Mosi. Kavosh Bataba, Kivosh Yirmi Basi, Yishaliyah B'Shabbos Kodesh. In Shabbos Kodesh is Yosef. Yosef is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu now speaks and we listen. Kamal Mosi V'Gam Nitzova is exactly this idea, that during the week, we speak because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is quiet. We are Megal HaKodesh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, we step back and HaKodesh Baruch Hu inspires us. So we are quiet and HaKodesh Baruch Hu is medaber. Kama lumos v'gam nitzov, so it's a kudusha gam limi ha-mainseh. This becomes the shortage of kudusha v'di ha-mainseh. V'zeh tesubena lumoiseichem. That's why the sheaves actually surround the day of Shabbos. She'tzichem levatel limi ha-mainseh la-shabbos. The idea is to take the days of the week to be bevatel to Shabbos. Kmo ken ha-shvoti mim Yosef. This is the shvoti mim Yosef. Hu klal ha-tzorech la-prat, hu prat ha-tzorech la-klal. Shabbos is this combination. Is the klal that needs the prat. In other words, Shabbos is that klal going to this higher plane, but you need the void of Yemei Chol. That's why Yemei Chol prepare for Shabbos, but is the prat that's orech l'klal, and also the void of Chol needs the Shabbos. So Shabbos is prat that's klal that's orech l'prat, and prat that's orech l'klal is this idea. You cannot have a synchronic unity without the inspiration from a diachronic unity. And you can ever achieve a diachronic unity of Yosef unless you have the synchronic unity. So in other words, Shabbos is the Kama Lumosi V'Gam Nitzova, is what allows the Lumos to be connected, and the Lumos connected is what allows the Shabbos to connect the both. שצריכים לבטל למיימי סל השבס, כלכן השבותים מיוסף, הוא כלל צורך פרט שבל, כי מקודם סיבה אנחנו מעלמים ביחד, everybody does the avoid together, ועל ידי זה קמה לומוסי, only after you do the avoid of מעלמים, that קמה לומוסי, and after קמה לומוסי, תצאו בין הלומי סיכם. וזהו מחמויך באילים, המענוגס ומיימי סי, סיפה תקרוא מחמויך נדר בקודש. So the first anhoga is, Yemeya Mainse, HaKadosh Baruch is quiet, Mikamoicha Ba'ilmim. But the second Mikamoicha is Neder Ba'Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch transcends into Kedusha. That's the Yom HaShabbos, Parshas Emor. This is talking Parshas Emor, right? Kvar Kasav Mizeh. So says the Sfasemes, interpretation on Daled. If you look at the avoida of the Meya Mainse and Shabbos, this is exactly Mikamoicha Ba'ilmim, HaKadosh Baruch is Me'alem Alumim B'Soy Chasod. HaKadosh Baruch is quiet and the Kedusha is separate. Our avoida is to unite, and by unifying the world, we allow the world to speak out Kedusha. It's like taking letters and turning letters into words. This is the avoida of Yemiya Mainse. Shabbos is exactly the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch is Mikamoicha Neder Ba'Kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendence. He is the one speaking. And this is the time for us to listen to him. And that's the Bechinas of Yosef. So you look at the Bechinas of Yosef and the Bechinas of Shvotim is exactly right. It's the Bechinas of Yemiya Mainse and Shabbos. And one needs the other. You cannot have one or the other. You cannot have Shabbos without Yemiya Mainse. And the truth is you cannot have Yemiya Mainse without Shabbos. That combination, that conversation is what allows the world to transcend. And this is the Shoresh of Golus. We know that this dream is the Shoresh of the Golus and the Geula. The Golus is Me'almi Malumi B'Soy Chasode, and the Geula is Kama Alumosi V'Gam Nitzova. That play and interplay is what the Avoida is on Shabbos and the Avoida is in Chol. And therefore, it's very easy to step back and to say that the Avoida, we asked, what's the pshat in this whole thing is something that doesn't make any sense, right? What is the idea of Me'amer, gathering sheaves, meaning how is this a melocha? The answer is this is a melocha, because this is the foundation of all the melocha of the world, which is gathering things together, which is Shvira Sakelim created the Pirut. The world of Gilu Kvoit Shamayim is only one we are Me'achet. If we bring Ichu to the world, then we have Kedusha. If we don't bring Yichud to the world, we don't have Kedusha. The bringing the Yichud to the world is the concept of Kedusha, and that concept of Kedusha is Ato Echod Shimcho Echod. And therefore, the Melocha is a Melocha that everybody was gathering, everybody was bothered. How is that a Melocha? That's why the Rishonim tried to define. And the Rambam defines that the further away you are from Mokim Giduloi, the more you need to connect. Because that is what Mi'amer is. The further away you are, the more connection you need to have. Therefore, if it's not Mokim Giduloi, you need actually to attach things together. And that's why the Lamites Melochis is the Lamites of the Oisis, that the Nochash made it separate, which is Choser Achas. And the Achas, we have to bring it. So he turned the Liut Kevot Kevot away from Malchus, and that's why he's only 39, missing the one that connects it all together, which is Malchus. Our avoidance is to bring Malchus Hashem, connecting it all, and on Shabbos we cannot do that because the Echod is missing and the Echod is transcendent. You go from avoid of the Yichud Hashem mitoich HaBriya to Yichud Hashem outside of the Bria, and that's what we saw, the idea of bringing Kedusha, and that's the idea of Tchumin and all the ideas that we're speaking away.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.